Sefer Tehillim. This is Shir number 63. We are using the commentary of Ma'am Loez. May the learning of Torah be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs, Shimon, and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our hundreds of Torah lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. You can also sponsor any sefer you want in memory of your beloved ones for only $36. We are holding in chapter 116, Pasuk 8. Ki chilatzta nafshi mimoves es eini min dimos ragli midechi. For you have rescued my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. The singer now goes on to depict the benefits he received from Hashem. For you have rescued my soul from death. The singer declares before Hashem, this is what I said to my soul, the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. I said it because you have many times rescued my soul from death. What is more, you saved my eyes from tears. For I would weep over my troubles. As it says, my eye trickles down and does not cease. A pasuk that's found in Eicha. You also saved my feet from stumbling when I was about to fall. Just as you had promised to my soul, so it was. You have rescued my soul from death. During my distress, I was near death, and you saved me. You saved my eye from tears, and no longer do I weep as I had done in the midst of my distress. You saved my feet from stumbling, and I am no longer forsaken and exiled. Concerning the different exiles of the Jewish people, the Torah says here, for you have rescued my soul from death in Babylon, when my enemies came up to annihilate me, my eyes from tears when they decreed the abolition of the mitzvahs, and my feet from stumbling when they came to drive me away from Hashem. Pasuk 9. As Halech Lifnei Hashem Ba'archa Zachayim, I will walk before Hashem in the lands of the living. Even after you drove me out of the land of Israel, I did not lose all hope. I would say, I will walk before the Lord in the lands of the living. I will not yet merit to walk about in the Holy Land, a land for life. Its climate is healthful, both spiritually and physically. There is a kind of land of the living on high that channels life and sustenance for the people of Israel. Compare it to a land below where the soil yields an abundance of delicacies for sustaining physical life of every creature on earth. Similarly, all of man's spiritual life, observance of the Torah and divine service is brought about via the land of life on high. I will walk before Hashem in the holy land where the divine presence dwells. David said it when he was exiled among the Plishtim after having fled from Sheol. He called the land of Israel the land of the living, for its climate is superior to all other climates and its inhabitants are healthy. The Chachamim say, the sages say, that the holy land was so designated because the dead there will be the first to come to life at the resurrection. Another reason is that the land of Israel is fit for serving Hashem, as thereby we merit life in the world to come. Against the confines of the pit, the singer sets forth, I will walk before the Hashem in the lands of the living. The Torah speaks in praise of trusting in Hashem, because trust is a precondition for the redemption. Thus our sages have taught, on account of what are we redeemed? Israel asked. The Holy One answered, when you have nothing in your possession except your trust in me. As it says, as for me, I trust in Hashem. I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. That is what the singer says. O Israel, trust in Hashem, for it is on account of Israel's trust in him that he is their help and their shield. Some say, if he has helped those who transgress his will and worship idols, he will assuredly help those who obey his will. Pasuk 10. Hemanti ki adaber ani onisi me'od. I have faith when I would speak, I am greatly afflicted. King David expresses his trust in Hashem at the very height of his troubles. I had faith in Hashem during the time I was steeped in trouble. I said, when I would speak in the future, I will say I was greatly afflicted in the past. But now I offer praise and acclaim for my imminent salvation. At the time that I was greatly afflicted and was steeped in privation and poverty, I fortified my heart by constantly telling myself, I will yet walk before Hashem in the lands of the living. I did not say it from the lips outward, rather I had faith when I would speak. The proof is that even though I was greatly afflicted, I bore my suffering in this world easily, so long as it did not diminish my reward in the world to come. I had faith when I would say, I am greatly afflicted, even when I said harsh things, as when I would declare, all men are liars. In my heart, I always had faith. Even though I said such harsh things, I do not deserve being punished for it, since I am greatly afflicted. A person is not held accountable for what he does in his anguish. Similarly, it says in the Medrash, when David saw himself beset by Saul, he said, in vain has Shemuel anointed me. Where is this promise to me of kingship? I said in my haste, all men are liars. Whereupon the Holy One said to him, I bear witness for Shemuel that he tells the truth, as it says, and all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Shemuel was accredited as a prophet to Hashem, as found in Shemuel Aleph. Thus it came to pass at once that there came a messenger to Saul, saying, make haste and come, for the Plishtim are raiding the land. Saul departed, and David was saved. Pasuk 11. Ani omarti v'chazi kol odom kozef. I said in my haste, all men are liars. When I was beset by all my troubles and forced to rush from place to place, I said to everyone who said that I had lost hope, all men are liars. Any man who tells me that I will not reign over Israel is a liar. For I have a promise from the prophet Shemuel, who appointed me king over Israel. Another interpretation says, even if I said in my haste, all men are liars, I regretted my words as soon as they were uttered. Similarly, it says, if I say my foot slipped, your loving kindness, O Hashem, holds me up. Within the interpretation that the singer is speaking for the congregation of Israel in exile, he says, always I had faith, with an enduring faith, just as on the Seder night of Pesach, we recount our bondage and affliction, so I had faith that at the time of the redemption, I would speak about how impoverished and afflicted I had been in Golus and exile. I will relate what I said in exile, that all men are liars. I said that those who offer consolation are lying. The time will come when our people will remember all the words of despair they uttered during the exile. Pasuk 12. Mo'oshiv la'Hashem kol tagmulohi oloi. How can I repay to Hashem all his bountiful dealings towards me? The singer continues, how very much must I repay to Hashem for all his bountiful dealings towards me? Everything I owe him is still upon me, and I cannot fulfill my obligation to repay him. What payment or what offering can I give to him for all his bountiful dealings towards me? Were it possible for me to do so, I would be obligated to repay in kind for every bounty that he bestowed upon me, for I lack the merit to deserve all that he did for me. Everything that I received was as a loving kindness from him. Thus Yaakov said similarly, I am unworthy of the least of all the kindness and all the truth which you have shown your servant. The pasuk is found in the Chumash Bereishis. I ask, how can I repay to Hashem of all the bountiful benefits that he bestowed upon me, for which am I still under obligation to pay him in kind? The answer is, for all his bountiful dealings towards me, I must still repay him for everything. How can I repay to Hashem, to him who is the epitome of perfection? Suppose I were able to repay, would not everything I paid stem anyway from his hand, from all his bountiful dealings towards me? Pasuk 13. Kol Yeshua's Esor v'Shem Hashem Ekra. I will lift up the cup of deliverance and call upon the name of Hashem. The singer answers, I can repay him for all his bountiful dealings towards me. How? I will lift up the cup of deliverance and call upon the name of Hashem. I will lift up the cup of wine on the day of my gladness, and I will recall his acts of deliverance as we do on the night of Pesach. For this very reason, it is called the cup of deliverance. This matters to be understood as follows. When a person is found worthy of deliverance and success, he should not misuse them for pampering his body. He is to use them for elevating the soul one cubit above the ground of materiality, and thus enter into another domain. As David says here, I will lift up the cup of deliverance and call upon the name of Hashem. Another interpretation says, I will lift up the cup of deliverance. This pertains to the share received by every person, whether for good or bad. As for me, David says, I will lift up the cup to proclaim the deliverance. The imagery of lifting up is appropriate, for a thing raised is recognized and publicized. I will call upon the name of Hashem, utter a benediction of thanksgiving for this deliverance. Our sages have thus adduced from here that just as a person recites a blessing for the good, so must he recite a blessing for the bad. It means that a man does not know what is good for him. The singer brings proof that this is so, declaring, I found trouble and sorrow, but I call upon the name of Hashem. He should bring me deliverance and make everything for the good. Then in my well-being I will lift up the cup of deliverance and call upon the name of Hashem. It makes no difference. So both for the good things and for the bad things, I call upon the name of Hashem. They should all turn out well. At the time of the deliverance, Hashem will increase the good that he bestows upon us. Accordingly, the singer says, how can I repay to Hashem all his bountiful dealings towards me? They are all anyway from him. Blessed be he. They flow from his loving kindness rather than from his attribute of severe judgment. How can I repay him when I am totally in debt to him for everything? The answer is, I will lift up the cup of deliverance. Today, I lift up only a single cup of deliverance in commemoration of the redemption from its shrine. But in the future, I will lift up many cups. I will call out his name and proclaim his might to all the nations. I will then redeem all my vows in the Beis Hamikdash. According to Rashi, I will lift up the cup of deliverance alludes to the pouring of wine upon the offering of thanksgiving. Following the redemption, when the holy temple stands once again, I will call upon the name of Hashem for this deliverance. I will give thanks for the fact that once again wine is poured on the altar. Likewise, the Levim do not recite their song except when wine is being poured. Our sages have expounded, in the future, David will lift up the cup of blessing at the feast of the righteous. It is also inferred from here that when reciting a blessing over wine, one raises the cup of blessing at least one handbreadth above the ground. The plural form Yeshua's deliverances refers to both spiritual deliverance and physical deliverance. Pasuk 14. Nedorai Lashem Ashalem Negda Nolachol Amoy. My vows will I pay to Hashem, yes, in the presence of his people. My vows which I uttered in the time of my distress will I pay to the Lord, yes, in the presence of his people. I will redeem my pledges for all to see. May it be that all his people come together to form a single reality. May it happen at once without delay. How can I repay to the Lord, David asked, when in fact everything stems from his bountiful dealings towards me? The answer is that the only way I can repay him is to lift up the cup of deliverance and call upon the name of Hashem and redeem my vows. Pasuk 15. Yokor be'enei Hashem hamafsal lechasidov. Precious is the sight of Hashem, is the death of his devout ones. I know now that precious in the sight of Hashem is the death of his devout ones, for he has saved me from all my troubles. Because the death of his devout ones is precious in the sight of Hashem, he completes the number of their years. But the years of the wicked are shortened, for their death is not precious in his sight. This is one of the 10 things called precious. Precious, Yakor, is here related to costly, yukar. Precious and costly to Hashem is the death of his devout ones, for they have attained perfection in the performance of good deeds during their lifetimes. Similarly, the Torah says, better is a name than precious oil, a pasuk that's found in Koheles. Thus, the renown earned by a king who has vanquished all his enemies is more important to him than the precious oil whereby he was anointed at the beginning of his reign. The Torah also says it is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting. The feast celebrates the birth of a son, whereas the house of mourning marks the end of every man. It marks the termination of his activities upon the earth, and the living should take it to heart. Anyone with intelligence will understand this. Accordingly, here too, precious in the sight of Hashem is the death of his devout ones. As Rabbi Meir said regarding the pasuk, and it was very good is death. The death of the devout is a precious and weighty matter in the sight of Hashem. So long as the soul is in the body, it is not possible to grasp the grand conceptions pertaining to the survival of the soul. Thus the Zohar says that the death of Shimon bar Yochai is called Hilula, a celebration. Pasuk 16. Onu Hashem ki ani avdecha ben amesecha bitachtu lemaseiroi. Please, Hashem, for I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bounds. Precious in the sight of Hashem is the death of his devout ones. Therefore I ask, please Hashem, for I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. I beseech you to keep my soul precious. Let my death be of importance in your sight, for I am one of your devout ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. I am not like a servant purchased by his master, but like a servant born into servitude to the master's handmaid. I am his one enslaved from the time he was in his mother's womb. Yet I am not confined like a handmaid. I am not as the firstborn of a maidservant that is behind the millstone. For you have loosed my bands, removed my shackles, and set me free. I am not like a purchased slave who longs to return to his home, but your servant, the son of your handmaid, who knows no other home but yours. The Medrash says, the Torah shows that David would keep himself humble everywhere. Thus it says, inquire whose son the young man is. Pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. Accordingly, he says here, I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. Not to be compared is the total servitude of a servant born into servitude to the servitude of one who has simply been purchased in the marketplace. David also says here, I am the son of her who said, I am Ruth, your handmaid. You have loosed my bands. This alludes to Tamar, who was permitted to Yehuda. David was a descendant of the line that resulted from their union. It also alludes to the fact that David was not disqualified from the congregation of Israel for being descended from Ruth the Moabite. The Torah prohibition of Moabite converts was loosed. It applies only to men. In a subtle interpretation, David says here, I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, and yet you have loosed my bands. You have given me the freedom of choice and the will to do whatever I want to do, but I turn my feet to your testimonies. Therefore, I am more deserving of your loving kindness than the angels. For not to be compared is a shackled servant who does not flee to one whose feet are unshackled, yet he does not flee. The Torah also includes praise of God pertaining to the Exodus from Egypt. The congregation of Israel declares, it is fitting for me to be your servant, the son of your handmaid, for you loosed my bands in Egypt. Thus you have written your Torah. For to me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Mitzrayim. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Vayikra. Pasuk 17. L'cho ezbach zevach todo uvishem Hashem ekro. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of Hashem. Since you loosed my bands, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of Hashem. The thanksgiving offering is the most important of all the offerings, as it says, whoever offers the sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. and will call upon the name of Hashem, as you said earlier in Pasuk 13, I will lift up the cup of deliverance. In order to acclaim you, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call to many in the name of Hashem. They should participate with me in this offering and hear my thanksgiving. May it be His will that I merit to experience the deliverance of the days of the Mashiach. Then all sacrifices will be abolished except for the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will then call in the name of Hashem for the nations as well. Every time a past act of divine loving kindness is recalled, one should immediately plead for the future. Thus we recite in the Nishmas Haim, until now your mercies have helped us, and your kindness have not forsaken us, and you, Lord our God, will never abandon us. In the grace after meal, similarly we recite, He has done good for us, He does good for us, and He will do good for us. He has bestowed, He bestows, and He will bestow upon us. That is what the singer says here. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving for what you did in the past, and will call upon the name of Hashem regarding the future. Pasuk 18. Nedorai LaHashem Ashalem Negdo No LaChol Amor. I will pay my vows to Hashem, yes, in the presence of all His people. Where will I pay my vows to Hashem? I will pay them in the courts of the Lord's house, not on external altars, and it will be in the midst of you, O Yerushalayim, on the choicest of all sites. This refers to the tabernacle in Yerushalayim, where David brought the Ark of the Law, as it says in the book of Shmuel, David brought up the Ark of God into the city of David, as found in Shmuel Beis. The singer concludes the present psalm with Hallelujah. Praise Hashem. Praise Him for all the good things that He has done for you. Praise Him as I praise Him for the good things that He did for me. The singer repeats, I will pay my vows to Hashem. It emphasizes that he will not pay them anywhere else but in the courts of the Lord's house, as we'll learn in the next pasuk. A subtle interpretation is based on the teaching of our sages about Hillel the Elder, that no man ever derived forbidden personal benefit from his burnt offerings. He accomplished this by always bringing the designated animal into the sanctuary prior to having it consecrated. Then only would he consecrate it for the purpose of the sacrifice. He thus eliminated all possibility of benefiting in any way from consecrated property. Similarly, it says here, I will pay my vows to Hashem, yes, in the presence of all His people. David would make his offerings with great public fanfare in the courts of Hashem's house, in the midst of you, O Yerushalayim. All the people would then follow his example and also bring their burnt offerings there. There are two parts to every offering, the part sacrificed inside on the altar and the part eaten within the walls of the city. Concerning the first, the pasuk says, in the courts of Hashem's house, and regarding the second, it says, in the midst of you, O Yerushalayim. Pasuk 19. Bechatzros beis Hashem b'sorcheich Yerushalayim, hallelujah. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Yerushalayim, hallelujah, praise Hashem. The extra N letter Yud in b'sorcheich alludes to the 10 wonders that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim was famous for them, notwithstanding that shuls outside the land of Israel are called Mikdashei Me'at, little sanctuaries. The Jewish people declare, I want to be in the midst of you, O Yerushalayim. I will pay my vows to Hashem. This also refers to all the vows we have made in the course of our many exiles. May it be your will to bring us in gladness to our land, plant us within our own borders, there to perform before you the offerings we have undertaken to offer. Chapter 17, Pasuk 1. Hallelujah Hashem kol goyim shavchuhu kol umim. Praise Hashem, all you nations, laud Him, all you peoples. Having called upon Israel to praise Hashem, the singer also calls upon the nations of the world. Praise Hashem, all you nations, laud Him, all you peoples. Those nations who were always at peace with Israel and those peoples who were their enemies, both will laud Him. The present psalm is the only one to consist of two psukim. This alludes to the days of the Mashiach. Israel will then praise Hashem, and so will the nations of the world. As it says, "For then I will convert the peoples to a pure language, and that they may all call upon the name of Hashem," a passage that's found in Sefaniah. The Medrash says, "Praise Hashem, all your nations. A king of flesh and blood is acclaimed by those who cherish him, not by his enemies. But Hashem will then be acclaimed by everyone. As it says, all nations whom you have made will come and prostrate themselves before you, O Hashem, that they will glorify your name." According to the same Medrash, Rav Shimon the son of Rabbeinu HaKadosh asked his father, "Who are all those nations that subjugated Israel? And who are those peoples that did not subjugate Israel?" His father said to him, "All the peoples will say, 'If those who subjugated Israel now praise the Holy One, assuredly we who did not subjugate them must praise him.' They will then begin to chant, 'For his loving kindness is mighty towards us.' The earth will say, 'The truth of the Lord endures forever. The covenant established with the patriarchs endures.' As it says, 'Then I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Yitzchak, and also my covenant with Avram, will I remember,'" a pasuk that's found in Chumash by Yikra. Pasuk 2, "Ki gavar oleinu chastoi ve'emes Hashem le'olam hallelujah. For his loving kindness is mighty towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Hallelujah, praise Hashem. The reason all nations laud him is that his loving kindness is mighty towards us. So magnificently abundant is his loving kindness upon us, it goes beyond what we require. Accordingly, they will also benefit from that loving kindness. His loving kindness was mighty towards us, not only in the past. The truth of Hashem endures forever. The divine loving kindness that is called truth necessary lasts forever. Therefore, hallelujah, praise him in the future for the past." Said Rabbi Kahani, "When Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, fell ill, Rabbi sent him a message. 'Tell us of two or three things that you repeated the name of your father.' He sent back to reply, 'Thus says Father, what is written, praise the Lord, all your nations? Of what relevance here are the nations of the world? Rather, the meaning is as follows: praise Hashem, all you nations, for the mighty deeds and wonders that he performed for them, for Israel. That is, for example, in Egypt and at the feet of Sisera. If they must praise him, assuredly we must praise him, for his loving kindness is mighty towards us." Chapter 118, Pasuk 1. Hodu Lashem ki tol ki l'olam chasto. Give thanks to Hashem, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. David composed the present psalm in thanksgiving for the future acts of deliverance on behalf of the Jewish people. Thus, he both begins and ends it with "Give thanks to Hashem." This conveys the importance of the present psalm and the things mentioned in it. The psalm pertains to the days of Mashiach. David prepared it for the Jews in exile to chant in the future. Some say that the psalm pertains to David himself. When he became king, he gave thanks to the Almighty. What is more, he said to the people of Israel, "You must give thanks to the Almighty for my kingship, for he has done a good thing for you." Then he went on to speak of it in detail. "For his loving kindness endures forever. Unlike the kindness of a human being, whose time span is limited, the loving kindness of the Almighty will never terminate." King David goes on to say that Israel will dwell in calm and security. The house of Aaron will not fear that it will suffer the same fate that beset the priestly city of Nob at the hand of Shaul, as found in Shmuel Aleph. Those who fear Hashem will then also have time to devote themselves to Torah study. Pasuk 2. Yomar no Yisrael ki l'olam chasto. Let Israel say, "For his loving kindness endures forever." All the Jewish people together will chant the Hallel in the days of the Mashiach. With the interpretation that the Torah refers to the kingship of David himself, it says here, "Let all of Israel rejoice that David reigns, for they will now enjoy peace and security." A different interpretation of "give thanks to Hashem, for he is good," is based on the following excellent practice by Nochum Ish Gamzu. He would recite the same blessing for the bad that we recite for the good. Namely, he's good and he does good. Thus the Torah says here, give thanks to Hashem for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. In doing so, one elicits the onset of loving kindness towards oneself. The Medrash says, what is the intention of for his loving kindness endures forever? It is that the Holy One acts with loving kindness towards Israel, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, but forever. The Torah is also called loving kindness, and it will never be taken away from Israel. For Hashem has given the Torah as an inheritance of the assembly of Yaakov, pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. The same holds true for all the kindnesses that he bestows upon Israel. They endure forever, as it says in Eicha, the kindnesses of Hashem have not ceased. The Jewish people are the vessels for receiving miracles that transcend nature and time. Accordingly, the kindnesses performed for them remain forever. Thus it says in the Mechilta, and he has become my deliverance in the future, for it does not say, and he was my deliverance. That is the meaning of the kindnesses of Hashem have not ceased. Again, there's a pasuk in Eicha. For us, the kindnesses have never ceased. Therefore, let Israel say, for his loving kindnesses endures forever. Pasuk number 3. Yomru norveis Aaron kil olam chasto. Let the house of Aaron say, for his loving kindnesses endures forever. The house of Aaron includes both Kahanim, priests, and Levim. Let him all say, for his loving kindnesses endures forever. Let him rejoice at the reign of David, for now they no longer need fear the same fate as overtook the priestly city of Nob. In an old text attributed to the sages of Ashkenaz, it says, why are the Levim not mentioned explicitly in the Hallel? For Israel chanted Hallel, a hymn of praise, at the splitting of the Red Sea, and at that time the tribe of Levi had not yet been divided into Kahanim, priest, and Levim. Pasuk 4. Yomru no yiri Hashem ki l'olam chasto. Let those who fear Hashem say, for his loving kindness endures forever. Not only the house of Israel and the house of Aaron, but also those who fear Hashem should say, for his loving kindness endures forever. The God-fearing are special individuals from among the Jewish people. They include the prophets who speak through the Holy Spirit and the people of lofty saintliness and devout conduct. They should all chant this hallel. The Torah thus makes it clear that everyone is under obligation to give thanks for the good things that he has received. At the outset it says, praise Hashem, all you nations, for the good that you receive. Then let Israel give thanks for their greater benefits. Let the house of Aaron, who have received more benefits individually, give thanks. Likewise, let those who fear Hashem give thanks. Let every person be abundantly thankful in accordance with the abundant benefits that he has received. Pasuk 5. Min ha-meitzar karasi ko anoni v'amerchav yo. Out of the narrow place of distress I called upon Hashem. Hashem answered me with expansion. Now the singer begins to recount the occasions of his deliverance. Out of the narrow place where I found myself standing with no way to turn right or left, from the depths of my despair, I called upon the Lord for deliverance. The Lord answered me with expansion. He took me out into a very broad expanse. That is to say, he did not despair of the redemption. We are not to give up hope even when we are in the midst of the most terrible distress of exile. When we were in the Egyptian exile and called upon Hashem out of distress, as it says in Chumash Amos, they cried and their cry rose up to Hashem from their hard labor. Hashem answered us with expansion. He drew us out of the distress into liberating expansion. Therefore, I am confident that the same thing will happen in the future. Accordingly, David says here, Hashem is for me. I will not fear. As long as I cleave to Hashem, and Hashem was for me, I did not fear any man, for he turns enemies into friends and friends into enemies. As it says, when a man's ways please Hashem, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Some say that David speaks about his first battle when he fought Goliath. In his distress, he called upon the name of Hashem, as it says in Shmuel Aleph, "But I come to you in the name of Hashem of hosts." Then Hashem answered me, and he brought me out into expansion. A further interpretation says, "Before I had even called to him, he answered me." When David was hiding in the narrow place in caves and fortresses, he called out from there. Here he does gives thanks to Hashem for having answered his call. Another interpretation is that the present psalm pertains to the days of Mashiach. Until that time, the people of Israel will be in exile, will be in Golis, and from there they will call upon Hashem until he answers us. The singer says further, "How very great must be my praise to Hashem for his help." When a person feels slightly indisposed and the doctor helps him, he's not overly profuse in his thanks. It is otherwise when the doctor cures him of a very grave illness. Even if the doctor only brings him partial relief and there's still pain, the patient will be very grateful. How profusely grateful he will be if the cure is complete. Thus he says here, "Out of distress, when I was in extreme suffering, I called upon Hashem, whereupon Hashem answered me. From the nadir of debasement, he raised me to sublimely liberating expansion." The Jewish people are unlike the other nations of the world, of whom it says, "And it will come to pass that when they will be hungry, they will fret themselves and curse their king and their God." A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Israel is different. Even when we are in great distress and deprivation, we turn to Hashem in complete faith. As it says, "For he makes sore and binds up. He wounds, but his hands make whole." A pasuk that's found in Iyov. "Therefore, out of the narrow place of distress, I called upon Hashem. Hashem answered me with expansion." A man who is confined inside a narrow place of distress pleads for nothing else but for Hashem to take him out of there. It does not occur to him to ask for riches as well. Similarly, a man confined in prison prays that Hashem liberate him. It does not occur to him to ask as well that he be appointed to a high ministerial position. But Hashem bestows his influence by the abundance of his goodness, for he opens his hand and satisfies every living thing with favor, that is, without limit, as we learn in Pasuk Malachi. A man can even emerge from prison to be a king. Thus the singer says, "Out of the narrow place of distress I called upon Hashem. Hashem answered me with liberating expansion." Pasuk 6, "Hashem li lo ira mayase li odom." Hashem is for me, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Always Hashem is for me, with me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? I will not fear what man will do to me. I will not fear what any other man will do to me, but I do fear what I might do to myself through transgression. Hashem is for me. I will not fear that anyone will make me abandon my faith. Thus we find that Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah said in the Nebuchadnezzar, as found in Sefer Daniel, "We have no need answer you in this matter." In other words, we have no fear of you. Pasuk number 7, "Hashem li bo ozroi v'ani ere besonoi." Hashem is for me in my helpers, and I will see face those who hate me. Hashem is for me to save me from those who present themselves as my helpers, but who secretly inform against me. I can protect myself against those who openly hate me, since I can see them, but I cannot protect myself against my helpers. These psukim highlight the very many benefits of David having called upon Hashem. First of all, there was the deliverance itself. Hence he says, "Hashem answered me with expansion." Secondly, he was not afraid that the enemy would attack him again. As he says, "I will not fear. What can man do to me when Hashem is for me?" Thirdly, not only does Hashem act on his behalf, but he also gives him the strength to avenge himself upon his enemies. As he says, "Hashem is for me in my helpers. He helps me by sending me many helpers. If Hashem is for me, I will not fear. For what can any man do to me? If Hashem is for me in my helpers, I will see those who hate me. I need do nothing at all, but see their downfall at Hashem's hand. He A subtle interpretation says, when people help me, I say, Hashem is in my helpers. They acted because Hashem stirred their hearts to do so. But when I have enemies, I blame it on my faults. Thus, he says, I will see regarding those who hate me that I am the cause. Hashem is for me in my helpers. Compare it to people who come before the royal tribunal for judgment, and they are afraid of the judge. So their kinsman tells them, do not be afraid. He is from your hometown. Similarly, the Jewish people say, behold, you are our father, as it says, your father who bought you, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Devarim. The Torah alludes here to the time when Hashem sent helpers to David because he was in danger. Thus it is related in Sefer Shmuel, and Ishbi Benob thought to have slain David, but Avishai, the son of Zeruiah, came to his help. It's found in Shmuel Beis. He saved him through the holy name, and when his path was shortened, and he came close enough to see David and to kill Ishbi, his subtle interpretation says, Hashem is for me, I will not fear. If there is in my heart a feeling of security and trust, and I do not fear danger, it is a sign that Hashem is for me in my helpers, and I will see those who hate me. For the heart knows the bitterness of the soul. And the same is true the other way around as well. If the heart is not fearful, it is a sign that deliverance is near. I will see the deliverance with my own eyes. But what if it is a time when Hashem conceals his presence, when Hashem performs miracles in ways unknown to us? Accordingly, we ask that these come true for us. It should be that, as in the days of your coming out of the land of Egypt, I will show him wonders, as a pasuk that is found in Sefer Micha. We will then behold miraculous events with our own eyes. Pasuk 8. Tov lachasos b'Hashem v'toch b'adam. It is better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in man. The singer goes on to declare here, since Hashem answered me with expansion, it is thus better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in man. To take refuge is less than to trust. Nevertheless, it is better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in man. This holds true even if the man has promised to help. It is better to take refuge in Hashem, even if his deliverance is far off, than to trust in a man whose beneficence appears at hand. Trust pertains to one who relies on another man's promised assistance and deliverance. That is the reason his heart trusts in him. To take refuge, however, pertains to one who trusts in a haven which has not been promised him. Rather, he contemplates in his heart that in a moment of need, the other person will be there to help him. Thus, King David says, it is better to take refuge in Hashem, even when he did not promise deliverance, than to trust in a man who promised to help. This holds true not only about trusting an ordinary man, but even trusting in princesses. Since man is formed from the earth, it is better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in man. As it says, for affliction does not come out of the dust, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Iyov. That is to say, we appeal to Hashem not to judge man whose foundation is from the dust and whose end is in the dust. With the interpretation that David refers to his battle with Goliath, he says here, it is better to take refuge in Hashem as I did than to trust in the man as did the Plishtim who relied on their mighty warriors. Another explanation is based on the statement of the commentators that had David lived for more than 70 years, no people or tongue could have gained dominion over Israel. As it was, however, Adam had granted him only 70 years. That is what it says. It is better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in Adam. Pasuk 9. Tov lachasos b'Hashem v'toch b'nedivim. It is better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in princesses. The singer says further, it is better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in princesses. For when one trusts in men, one's heart moves away from trusting in Hashem. As it says, cursed be the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from Hashem, a pasuk that's found in Yirmiyahu. When a man does not put his trust in Hashem, he puts his trust in men. But it is better to take refuge in Hashem than to trust in man. Pasuk 10. Kol goyim sivavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam. All nations are round about me. Yes, in the name of Hashem I will cut them off. The singer now stresses the great good of putting our trust in Hashem. Thus, even if all the nations are around about me, they surround me in the hatred and war, I am convinced that in the name of Hashem I will cut them off. This pasuk refers to the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. The nations involved included not only the Kasdim, but also Ammon, Moab, and all the other nationalities. Hence, it says, all nations are around about me. In the end, however, they were exterminated. For I trusted in the name of Hashem that I will cut them off. They would be destroyed, and I would endure. Some explain that the Torah refers here to Israel's enemies who come against Israel in the name of Hashem. They claim that Hashem sent them to destroy us. Thus, Ratshek said, the Lord said to me, go up against this land to destroy it, a pasuk found in Yeshayahu. In the end, however, an angel of Hashem came forth to smite the Assyrian army. This is what the singer says here, in the name of Hashem, I will cut them off. Their end will be that in the name of Hashem, I will cut them off. Pasuk 11. Sabuni gam svavuni b'shem Hashem ki amilam. Pasuk 11, they surround me, yes, they are also around about me, yet in the name of Hashem I will cut them off. They not only surround me once, but they are also round about me time after time. Yet in the name of Hashem I will cut them off. If the psalm pertains to Israel in exile, the meaning of the pasuk is clear. If it pertains to David himself, he is alluding to the time he was surrounded by enemies in the Plishtim camp of Achish, and also to the time they burned down Ziglag, as found in Shmuel Aleph. Some say that it refers to Persia and Media, to the time they cast Daniel into the lion's den, and to the decree of Achashverosh. This explains the double expression, they surround me, yes, they are also round about me, nevertheless in the name of Hashem I will cut them off. Pasuk 12. Sabuni chedvorim do achu ke'esh kotzim b'shem Hashem ki amilam. They surround me like bees. They are quenched like a fire of thorns. Yet in the name of Hashem, I will cut them off. Even if they surround me like bees, and even if they smite me, they will perish like bees that sting and die. They are quenched like a fire of thorns. The fire of the venom is quickly extinguished, just as a fire of thorns is quickly extinguished. No matter what they do, in the name of Hashem, I will cut them off. Literally, the Icha means to leap. As when the flame of a candle skips and hops just before going out, they surround me, yes, they are also round about me. This refers to the Plishtim when they came up a second time and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim, as found in Shmuel Beis. Their sting was then round about me. In fact, however, their designs miscarried, for they were quenched like a fire of thorns before they could sting. All nations are around about me. The Plishtim came up and surrounded David, as it says. All the Plishtim came up to seek David. Then they surrounded him in the valley of Rephaim. But David put his trust in Hashem, that he would cut them off. They surrounded me, the Plishtim came up a second time and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. And they were also round about me. Aram the Mesek came to help Hadadezer, the king of Tzoba, as found in Shmuel Beis. So it was that when Hadadezer and his allies came up, they surrounded me like bees. And they were like a fire of thorns that makes a great noise, but they were immediately quenched and extinguished. At the outset, thorns stick, but when they are quenched and go out, not even coal remains. The same thing happened with the Greeks. At the outset, they stabbed and hurt Israel like thorns, but then they were incinerated. The Torah said first, all nations are round about me, Sabuni, followed by, they surround me, Sabuni, yes, they are also round about me, Sabuni, followed and turned by, they surround me like bees. At first they surrounded me from afar, and then they surrounded me at close range. This alludes to the three crimes perpetuated by the Kastim and their allies against Israel. At first they were round about me from afar, but then they approached closer and surrounded me at close range. Then they brought in reinforcements who continued to be round about me, also from afar. Then those who were far away came near to reinforce the first warriors, and they also surrounded me at close range. They were arranged close together like a horde of bees amassed on top of one another. They surrounded me like bees. Another interpretation is that these psukim refer to our many exiles and the war of the future. In the beginning, all the nations, the 31 kings battled by Yeshua for the Holy Land, were round about me, as we learned already in Pasuk Yud. Then they surrounded me at the destruction of the first base of Mikdash. They were also round about me at the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. They will surround me like bees in the war of Gog and Magog. Concerning all of them, the singer says, in the name of Hashem, I will cut them off. Pasuk 13. Docho dechisani linpol v'Hashem azaroni. You pushed me hard that I might fall, but Hashem helped me. King David says of his enemy, you pushed me hard that I might fall, but Hashem helped me not to fall. Some say that this refers to King Saul. Thus we find that David spoke to him face to face and said, Hashem, judge between me and you. A pasuk that's found in Shmuel Aleph. Others say it refers to the war with his son Absalom. King David says, I was close to being dead, but Hashem helped me. Another opinion is that David is addressing either Achitophel or Avshalom. At the same time that you fought to harm me, you pushed me hard. Hashem had already set out to save me. Similarly, Yosef said, you thought evil against me, but Hashem meant it for good. In the same instant that you conspired evil against me to sell me to Mitzrayim, and in that very same instant Hashem already established the grand plan for me to be elevated. I should become the ruler over the entire land of Mitzrayim. The Zohar says that David refers here to the evil incarnation that wanted to remove David from the world, but Hashem did not permit it to do so. With this interpretation, David says to his physical passion, you pushed me hard that I might fall, but Hashem helped me. When a man fights against his evil incarnation and he can no longer continue struggling alone, Hashem helps him. The present pasuk also pertains to the exile caused by Rome, which has been the harshest exile of all. For the Christians have come upon Israel by treacherous fine talk to draw us away from our faith. Thus the singer says, you pushed me hard that I might fall, but Hashem helped me. He has helped temporarily, but the total redemption has not yet come. In the future, however, there will come the total redemption, as the Torah goes on to explain. The Medrash says three times it is repeated that our enemies surrounded us. This corresponds to the three times that Gog and Magog will march against Yerushalayim, just as Sancheirib and Nebuchadnezzar marched against Yerushalayim, and they brought along Jews from their lands. At first these Jews prayed, the inhabitants of Yerushalayim are my strength through the Lord of hosts their God. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Zechariah. Then they turned about and fought against Israel's enemies. That is when Hashem will wage war for Israel, since by natural means it will not be possible to subdue the invaders. Thus it says, they surround me, yes, they are also round about me, in front and back and on all four sides. There is no path of escape. Nonetheless, in the name of Hashem, I will cut them off. Even though they surround me like bees, that is from above, nevertheless they are quenched like a fire of thorns. That is when they will know that in the name of Hashem I will cut them off. Pasuk 14. Ozi v'zimros ko v'hi li Yeshua. Hashem is my strength and song, and he has become been my deliverance. Ever since Hashem helped me and saved me, I do not ascribe this deliverance to my own efforts. Rather, Hashem is my strength and song, and He has been my deliverance. A related interpretation says, my strength and fortitude, as well as my song, I have ascribed to Hashem. This has led to my deliverance. Pasuk 15. Kol Rino v'Yeshua ba'ole tzadikim yamin Hashem Oso Choyo. The voice of rejoicing in song and of deliverance is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Hashem acts valiantly. Due to the fact that Hashem has already caught so many prophecies to come true for me, the voice of rejoicing in song and of deliverance is in the tents of the righteous. The sound of thanksgiving will be heard in the tents of the righteous. Who will say, the right hand of Hashem acts valiantly? The right hand of Hashem, not the right hand of man, acts valiantly. What will the voice of rejoicing and song and of deliverance say in the tents of the righteous? It will say, the right hand of Hashem is exalted. The right hand of Hashem, not our strength and might, acts valiantly. Some explain, as we're going to learn this in the next pasuk, that the voice of rejoicing in song and of deliverance refers to the war against the Plishim at Gog, as found in Shmuel Beis. The right hand of Hashem was exalted in the battle of Gus, when Yonasan, the son of Shimi, slew their champion. It is, in an ancient book, it is written, the first letters of Kol Rina v'Yeshua Be'ole Tzadikim spells Krovetz, Himes, and this is the source reciting hymns in a loud voice. Pasuk 16. Yemin Hashem Romeimo, Yemin Hashem Usuchoyo. The right hand of Hashem is exalted. The right hand of Hashem acts valiantly. The right hand of Hashem is exalted, high to dominate all human affairs. Hence it is necessary that the right hand of Hashem acts valiantly. The right hand of Hashem is raised high at all times. It will never falter, unlike the mighty warriors and princesses who are here only temporarily. The singer mentions the right hand three times, corresponding to the three times that Gog will march against Yerushalayim. Corresponding to the first time, he says the right hand of Hashem acts valiantly. Corresponding to the second time, he says the right hand of Hashem is exalted. Corresponding to the third time, when the invaders will finally be destroyed, the right hand of Hashem acts valiantly. Then the Jewish people will gather up the plunder of war. Thus Chayil also means wealth. The right hand of Hashem will act to make wealth for Israel. Pasuk 17. Lo amuz ki echye vasaper maseko. I will not die but live and declare the works of Hashem. The righteous recount the works of Hashem. Therefore I will not die, but live and declare the works of Hashem. I do not want to live for any other purpose, but this to declare the works of Hashem. Pasuk 18. Yaso Yisrani Kova Lamavis Lo Nisunani. Hashem has chastised me severely, but He has not given me over to death. All the troubles that came upon me did not come by chance. Rather, Hashem has chastised me severely. For this reason, though I deserve to die, He has not given me over to death. He was compassionate towards me and did not abandon me. Hashem has chastised me severely, and since suffering scrubs off sin, He has not given me over to death. The Torah says, servants rule over us. There is none to redeem us from their hand. A pasuk that's found in Eicha. When servants govern, they do not have the power to change the edicts of their masters. It is otherwise when masters govern. Similarly here, because Hashem has chastised me severely, He was merciful. He has not given me over to death. The repetitive form, Yasser Yisrani, conveys an extended chastisement. The suffering came bit by bit, rather than all at once. As a result, He has not given me over to death. His punishment was like that of a friend who comes to collect a debt little by little. David pleads that he should not die a sudden death. He should have time to instruct his family and to declare the works of Hashem. to his children. This plea was in fact granted him, and he was able to leave final instructions for Shlomo HaMelech, as we find in Melachim Aleph. It is indicated that anyone who comes to expound before the assembly of Hashem, the Jewish people, let him first rectify his own deeds. Then his words will enter the hearts of his listeners. Thus the singer goes on to say, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Hashem. Let me not preach well without fulfilling well what I preach. Then it will be that this is the gate of Hashem. The righteous enter into it. I will then merit to influence my listeners to enter into it." Pasuk 19. Pischuli Share Tzedek Ovovom Odeko. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Hashem. The singer, as it were, directs the plea to a watchman standing at the gates of Yerushalayim. Open to me the gates of righteousness. Thus it says about Yerushalayim, righteousness lodged in her, a pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. Let her gates be open for me, but not in order for me to benefit from her material plenty. My purpose is that I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Hashem for all the good that he has bestowed upon me. At all times should a man cry out, "Open to me the gates of righteousness." This is the gate of Hashem. The righteous enter into it. This we're going to learn in the next pasuk, and this pasuk is also quoted in Masechet Tumim by Alexander the Great. There were 12 gates and openings in the Holy Temple in the merit of the 12 tribes of Israel. As it says, "One gate of Reuven," pasuk that's found in Heskel. In addition, there was a gate corresponding to the 12 tribes altogether, and this gate was in the merit of the righteous Yosef. Thus the Torah says here about that gate, "This is the gate of Hashem, which includes all the gates." The Greeks wanted to eliminate these gates. They made 13 new openings and sealed the holy gates. Following their defeat at the hands of the Hashmoneans, these openings were sealed. There were 13 prostrations in the holy temple corresponding to the 13 gates. Pasuk 20. Ze hashar lashem tzadikim yavo uvo. This is the gate of Hashem, the righteous enter into it. After having entered Yerushalayim and reached the gates of the sanctuary, David said, "This is the gate of Hashem, the righteous enter into it. This gate is more sublime than any other gate of the city, for the glory of Hashem dwells within it. Therefore, only the righteous are worthy of entering into it." According to the Zohar, this refers to the Yerushalayim sanctuary and high. Some tzaddikim are fearful that they do not fulfill their obligations, so they seek to enhance the merit of others, and thereby to enhance their own merit. Hence the Torah says here, "Open to me the gates of righteousness. Through my words and my intervention, open to me the gates of righteousness for others. Then I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Hashem." The effort on behalf of others is the gate through which the righteous enter. Their souls gain in merit because they bring merit to others. Pasuk 21. Od chokhi ani sani vathi lidushua. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered, afflicted me, and have become my deliverance. After having entered through the gates of the temple, he said, "I fulfilled what I said before, that I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Hashem." He said, "I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me from my place of distress and have become my deliverance. The promise I made to give thanks became my deliverance." The Medrash says, after he prepared his provisions for the road, he ventured out of the country by caravan. A thorn pricked him, a scorpion stung him, the sun's heat beat at him, the others abandoned him and departed, so he stood in prayer before Hashem and cried out, "What is my iniquity and what is my sin?" His anguish was very great. Not many days passed and he heard that the entire caravan perished. He then stood before Hashem to declare his praise of him. "Had I been there," he shouted, "I would have suffered the same fate." Similarly, the Torah says, "I will give thanks to Hashem, for you have been angry with me, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Another reading says, even when you afflict me and you sonny, not only do I not complain, but I also thank you. Thus we find that Rabbi Akiva once planned to depart on a certain ship, but it sailed without him. Later the ship sank in the sea, and he offered praises of thanksgiving to Hashem. The Mishnah says, where it has become customary to repeat the pasuk in the Hallel, repeat it. Where it is said once, say it once. In every case, follow the custom of the country. Pasuk 22. Even mo'asu habonim hoyso l'rosh pino. The stone which the builders despise has become the chief cornerstone. David depicts his present condition and the deliverance that elevated him to greatness from what he was before. The stone which the builders despise has become the chief cornerstone. The stone which the builders rejected as unfit to be the cornerstone of the building, in the end became the cornerstone. It became the central stone upon which rests the entire structure. This is a figurative reference to David himself, who was despised by his brothers for his youth and frailty. But then he became their head. The pasuk also pertains to the Jewish people, who are called here a stone, for they sustain the edifice of the world through laws and ordinances for mankind. That same Israel, whom the nations despise as totally unworthy and unfit for anything, will in the end be transformed into the cornerstone. Pasuk 23. Me'eis Hashem hoyisol zos hi niflo'os beinenu. This is Hashem's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. The wonder is so great that everyone will say, this is Hashem's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This great good is certainly not by chance, but one of Hashem's wonders. Otherwise, it is something mysterious and hidden. The Medrash says that David said this about himself. At one time, he was a herder of sheep, and Hashem said that he was worthy of being a king. Later, they said of him, yesterday he was a herder of sheep, and in an instant he has become a king. He says to them, you are astonished at this? The Holy Spirit tells them, this is Hashem's doing. So they all respond in unison, it is marvelous in our eyes. Compare it to a duke's baggage handler who becomes a governor. He says to them, you are astonished, I am more astonished than you. Similarly will it be for Israel in the future, when the idolatrous nations behold the Jewish people and say, are not these the persecuted and oppressed? Israel will respond, you are astonished at us, we are more astonished than you are. The Holy Spirit will say, this is Hashem's doing. A subtle interpretation is based on the following teaching of our sages. In the future, Hashem will show the evil inclination to the righteous and the wicked. These will weep and those will weep. To the righteous it will appear like a mountain, and to the wicked like a hair's breadth. The righteous will weep because they could not vanquish it. That is what it says here. The stone which the builders despise, the evil incarnation is called the stone, has become the chief cornerstone. They will declare, this is Hashem's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Without divine help, we could not have vanquished it. Pasuk 24. Zeh Hashem Nagila v'nismachavo. This is the day which Hashem had made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day which Hashem has made, it was not done through an envoy, therefore we will rejoice and be glad in it. The nations will say that this deliverance was not trivial, but Hashem's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Thus Yeshayahu says, kings will shut their mouths, for that which cannot be told will they see. Our sages teach, I will give thanks to you, for you have afflicted me. The stone which the builders despise, this is Hashem's doing. It was said by David, by Shmuel, and by Yishai, and the brothers of David. The explanation of their words is that sometimes one merits to attain greatness because he was persecuted and afflicted. Thus, our commentators explain the words of Yosef in the same way. You thought evil against me, but Hashem meant it for good. That's the pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. Your evil intent is what stood by me, and is the reason that today I'm a king. Similarly, David was hated and despised, and so he became the chief cornerstone. Thus he says here, I will give thanks to you, for you have afflicted me and have become my deliverance. If not for my affliction, I would not have come to my present state. Shmuel likewise said, the stone which the builders despised has become the chief cornerstone. In the beginning he did not think to anoint David, for he was the youngest of his family. David's father Yishai said, this is Hashem's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. His brother said, this is the day which Hashem has made. He has received his reward from Hashem, and from now on we will not ridicule him. We will rejoice and be glad in him. Pasuk 25. Honor Hashem, Hoshia no. Honor Hashem, Hatzlicha no. O Hashem, please deliver us. O Hashem, please make us prosper. After David came into the sanctuary, the Kohanim, the priest, blessed him. O Hashem, please deliver us. O Hashem, please make us prosper. Some say that the singer appeals to Hashem to fulfill his good tidings. O Hashem, please deliver us. O Hashem, please make us prosper. Because the deliverance depends on our repentance, Israel says, O Hashem, please deliver us. O Hashem, please make us prosper. We need Hashem's help to achieve true repentance and accumulate good deeds to our credit. Some explain the present sequence of Sukkim as a single theme, namely the tzaddik of devout faith believes that everything comes from Hashem, and so he offers thanks for each thing that happens to him, whether good or bad. That is what the singer says, I will give thanks to you, for you have afflicted me and have become my deliverance. Even when you afflict me, I believe that everything is for the good and for deliverance. Thus the stone which the builders despised has become the chief cornerstone, which shows us that all things come through divine supervision. This is Hashem's doing. Even though it is marvelous, wondrous, puzzling in our eyes, because this day is the day which Hashem has made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. I accept everything with love, and I do not pray for the downfall of the wicked. Rather, I pray, O Hashem, please deliver us. O Hashem, please make us prosper. Pasuk 26. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, be'rachnuchem mi'beis Hashem. Blessed be he who comes in the name of Hashem. We bless you out of the house of Hashem. According to one interpretation, blessed refers to David. Hence the pasuk reads, David called blessed is one who comes here in the name of Hashem. The Kohanim, the priests, say, blessed be he and blessed be those who come with him. We bless you out of the house of Hashem. A blessing pronounced in this great and holy house comes true. Some explain that these words are uttered by one who comes to the house of Hashem and brings an offering. He declares, bind the festival offering with cords to draw it to the corners of the altar. When he brings the offering, the donor declares that this is not demeaning but edifying. For you are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to Hashem, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. All this depends on Israel coming close to Hashem, on their readiness for this. Thus the Torah says, blessed be he who comes in the name of Hashem. Since he comes in the name of Hashem, in order to be near him, he is helped. Another interpretation says, if one blesses himself in the name of Hashem, then we bless you out of the house of Hashem. That person becomes himself the source of blessing, as it says, and all the families will be blessed in you, a pasuk that's found in the Chumash Bereishis. Pasuk 27. Kel Hashem b'yorei lono ishu chag b'avosim ad karnus ha'mizbeach. The Lord is God and has shown upon us, bind the festival offering with cords to the horns, the corners of the altar. Now the singer tells what blessings he received. The Lord, who is God and can bestow the blessings, has shone upon us of his eternal light. He shone it upon those who bless and upon those being blessed. Bind the lamb designates the festival offering. Similarly, we find, let the festival's chagim come around, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. First, the animal is bound for inspection. Then it is sacrificed. It is called a festival offering because it is offered during the pilgrimage festivals of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. After inspection, it is brought to the corners of the altar until sacrificed. the day following the festival is called Isru Chag. The reason is that on the festival day proper, the Jewish people were elevated to an extraordinary plane of holiness imbued with saintly thoughts. But it was feared that when the holy day ended, every person would immediately enter into the routine of his activities and labors and forget everything. Accordingly, David decreed, bind the festival offering with cords, link the festive offering to the regular days of the week, so they should not forget the saintly thoughts. It is deduced from here that willow branches, avos, were placed in on the altar, and they were 1 cubit high. Pasuk 28, Eli Atov Vodecho Elokai Arumameko. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. You are my God, David Melch says, and I will give thanks to you for all the good things that you did for me. You are my God, I will exalt you for having inspired the hearts of your Kohanim priests to bless me. If David is here perceived as speaking in the name of the congregation of Israel, the Jewish people are saying, it seems proper in my eyes to give thanks to you, for you have shown your great power and you have executed judgment upon the nations on my behalf. Pasuk 29. Hodu LaHashem ki tov ki la'olam chasto. Give thanks to Hashem, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. The singer concludes the psalm the same way that he began it. Give thanks to Hashem, for he is good to everyone, for his loving kindness endures forever. Even when a person is righteous and upright in his deeds, the good that Hashem bestows upon him stems from his loving kindness and goodness. He does not diminish anything from the person on account of this good. As a result of the divine loving kindness that he bestows in mighty measure upon Israel, all the nations will acknowledge and know that Hashem truly exists, and there is none besides him. As it says, for then I will convert the nations to a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of Hashem, blessing that's found in Zephaniah. Necessarily you will then also give thanks and offer praise to Hashem. This explains what the singer meant when he said, not to us, O Hashem, not to us, but to your name give glory. It is that all the nations will then give thanks. Hashem's name was profaned when he was in exile together with the Jewish people. Instead, says the singer, praise Hashem, all you nations. It's a pasuk that's found in the previous chapter. For then they will all recognize and acknowledge the glory of Hashem, contrary to what they said during our exile. Where is their God, as found in Sefer Yoel? Corresponding to the singer's entreaty earlier, to your name give glory for your loving kindness. This is found in Parak 115. He says, laud him all your peoples, for his loving kindness is mighty towards us. Corresponding to and for the sake of your truth, he says, and the truth of Hashem endures forever. For all this, laud him all your peoples. The nations themselves will see the wonders of the redemption. Two types of peoples and nations are indicated here. Praise Hashem, all your nations among whom Israel was in exile. Laud him, all your peoples, among whom Israel was not in exile, for his loving kindness is mighty towards us. At the redemption there will come the 10 tribes, the B'nai Moshe, the B'nai Yonadab, ben Rachav, myriads upon myriads of them. There is hardly a large enough number to count them, but the truth of Hashem endures forever, and he promised to gather all the forsaken of Israel, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. For his loving kindness is mighty towards us. The loving kindness that Hashem constantly performs for us surpasses what we have merited. As a result, his loan contract always predates any other claims. We must at all times pay first the debt that we owe to him. Thus it says in Iyov, who has a claim on me from before that I should pay him? When a person desires to come closer to Hashem, harsh judgments and sufferings are drawn down upon him, and it appears as if he is being driven farther away. However, the truth is that this is the essence of coming closer, for Hashem reproves him whom he loves, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. He is put to the test in order that he come even closer through travail. Thus it says, for his loving kindness is mighty towards us. The harsh acts of divine might are truly acts of loving kindness. We will continue, Mitzvah Shem, in our next shir.